ഭഗവത്തെ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവത്തെ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവത്തെ വാസുദേവായ നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു വിദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നിഷ്ഠകേ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text Number 34 and 35. The name of the chapter is Forest of Enjoyment. I am reading the text number 34, then I will go for text number 35. Kochit chita vatyadi aneka daivika bhautika ആത്മീയാനം ദുഃഖാനം പ്രതിനിവാരണേ അകൽപോ ദുരന്ത വിഷയ വിഷണം അസ്തി. ദ ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്: ദ കണ്ടീഷൻസ് സോൾ സഫർസ് മെനി മിസറബിൾ ബോഡിലി കണ്ടീഷൻസ് സച്ച് ആസ് ബീങ് അഫക്റ്റഡ് ബൈ സിവിയർ കോൾഡ് ആൻഡ് സ്ട്രോങ് വിൻഡ്സ്. ഹി ഓൾസോ സഫർസ് ഡ്യൂ ടു ദ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഓഫ് അതർ ലിവിംഗ് ബീങ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഡ്യൂ ടു ദ നാച്ചുറൽ ഡിസ്റ്റർബൻസസ്. When he is unable to contract them and has to remain in a miserable condition, he naturally becomes very morose because he wants to enjoy material facilities. Text 35. Kochin mitho vyavaharam yat kinchit dhanam upayati vitasakhena. കോചിത് മിഥ വ്യവഹരൻ യത്കിഞ്ചിത് ധനം ഉപയാതി വിതസഠ്യേന. കോചിത് മിഥോ വ്യവഹരൻ യത്കിഞ്ചിത് ധനം ഉപയാതി വിതസഠ്യേന. സംബഡി കനിഷ translation. Kochi, sometimes or somewhere. Mitha vyavaharan, transacting with each other. Ya, whatever. Kinchi, little bit. Dhanam, material benefit or wealth. ഉപയാതി, ഹി ഒബ്ടെയിൻസ്. വിതസഖ്യേന, ബൈ മീൻസ് ഓഫ് ചീറ്റിംഗ് സംവൺ ഓഫ് ഹിസ് വെൽത്ത്. ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ആൻഡ് പ്രപ്പോർഡ് ബൈ ഹിസ് ഡിവൈൻ ഗ്രേസ് എ ശ്രീ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ശ്രീ പ്രഭുപാദ് മഹാരാജ് കീ. ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ: സംടൈംസ് കണ്ടീഷൻ സോൾസ് എക്സ്ചേഞ്ച് മണി, ബട്ട് ഇൻ ഡ്യൂ കോഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ടൈം എൻമിറ്റി അറൈസസ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ചീറ്റിംഗ്. Although there may be a tiny profit, the conditioned soul ceases to be friends and become enemies. For port, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text Number 8, Punsastriya mithunibhavametam tayor mithar hraya granthim aho ato griha khitra sutapta vittir janasyamohoyam aham mameti. The money-like conditioned soul first becomes attached to sex, and when intercourse actually takes place, he becomes more attached. He then requires some material comforts: apartments, house, food, friends, wealth, and so on. In order to acquire these things, he has to cheat others. And this creates enmity even among the most intimate friends. Sometimes this enmity is created between the conditioned soul and the father or spiritual master. Unless one is firmly fixed in the regulative principles, one may perform mischievous acts even if one is a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. We therefore advise our disciples to strictly follow the regulative principles. Otherwise, the most important movement for the upliftment of humanity will be hampered due to dissensions among its members. Those who are serious about pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement should remember this and strictly follow the regulative principles so that their minds will not be disturbed. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्ध्रस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थान भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगण रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतपरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादि गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे क्वचिन् मिथो व्यवहरन् यत्किञ्चित् धनम् उपयाति वीतसठ्येन. समटाइम्स कंडीशन सोल एक्सचेंज मनी बट इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम एनमिटी अराइजेस बिकॉज ऑफ चीटिंग. ऑल्दो देर मे बी एट एनी प्रॉफिट द कंडीशन सोल सजेस्ट टू बी फ्रेंड्स एंड बिकम एनमीज. श्रील प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स इंस्ट्रक्शन इज गिविंग टू अस इन हिज पर्पोर्ट that how this Krishna consciousness movement can exist without having any disturbances and inside, especially inside this ISKCON, and he is saying that if all the members of this Krishna consciousness movement wanted to continue this service to Krishna, then they should strictly follow the regulative principles which have been given by him and also by the scripture to us. That is the main point here that we are supposed to learn. At the end of the purport he is saying all these things. But the point is that we are neophyte devotee and we are also some of them quite matured enough in Krishna consciousness. But how it is possible that if we are not able to preach our mind itself. It's very difficult. We are preaching to the people, but it's also necessary to preach our mind. Because our mind is so disturbed that even if sometimes we are also falling to victim of committing mistakes, not following regulative principles very strictly. Therefore, it is necessary for us to strictly follow the regulative principles. And we have to become very serious about strong sadhana, deeply studying the Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada books, and offering prayer to the deities very nicely, which will actually remove our offenses and will make us so strong in Krishna consciousness, and will become able to follow the regulative principles. But how is that possible? The senses are so disturbed. Adanta govir visatam tamisram. Prahlad Maharaj is saying in Bhagavatam that अतीर्ण कृष्णे परत सुतवा मिथोभिपद्यते गृहव्रतानम् अदांत गोभीर्विसताम् तं विस्र पुनश्चर्वित चर्वणानम्. ही इज सेइंग ए पर्सन हु इज टू मच एडिक्टेड टू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड हिज हिज सेंसेस आर अनकंट्रोल्ड, देन ही विल नॉट बिकम एबल टू concentrate on the lotus feet of Lord, neither himself by doing personal effort nor by getting instruction from others, even from the guru, from the societies. So it is difficult for him because his senses are completely distorted. Matirna Krishna Paratasatava Mitha Abhipatyate Grihapratana Adanta Gavir. Why? Because he is too much addicted to sense gratification, staying in the house, engaging the senses for gratifying the objects of the senses. That is the cause he is explaining. And in this way, if he is not trying to control his senses, then ultimately what will happen? Then he will go down gradually. And he will go to the hell. Visatam tamisram. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, what is Krishna consciousness? He is not saying what is Krishna consciousness movement, that we know what is Krishna consciousness movement, what is his purpose. But he is saying in Bhagavad Gita text number 6, chapter number 26, what is Krishna consciousness? He is saying that serving to Krishna with purified senses. If we are saying that we are doing a lot of service to Krishna, but we don't know that whether our senses are purified or not. We are coming Mangalarti, we are taking the darshan of the deities. We can understand ourselves that whether our senses are purified or not. Because if somebody's senses are purified, then his eyes, his mind, his body and everything else, souls itself will be focusing on the lotus feet of Krishna and the body of Krishna, because the purpose of getting up from the bed at Mangalarti is to take darshan of the deities and start chanting. In any devotional activities we need concentration, and that can be done only with service. Means he is saying, Srila Prabhupada is also saying, Brahmahutta Prasanatmana Suchatina Kankhyati Sama Sarvesu Bhute Samadbhakti Parate Labham. In that purport he is saying the real devotional service of a devotee is started in this stage, Brahmahutta Prasanatma. So our purpose is to get the love of Godhead. But these subsidiary things that purifying the senses, these things are happening automatically by the good association of the devotees. The Lord Rishabhdev in this canto, chapter number 5, I think, he is saying to his son that a person who wants to serve Krishna, he should serve first of the devotees. And if somebody wants to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then he should serve the devotees, and in that way he can understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, he is saying. And in this way he is instructing to all of his sons. So purpose is that by good association we will become able to understand the Krishna tattva. Kyunki, why? Because Krishna is saying, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschami tattvatah tato mam tattvatah gyantva visate tat anantaram. That anantaram word means after that, when? Now when he will become able to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then he will become able to enter in the my spiritual kingdom. Otherwise he cannot enter. That is the translation of that verse that he is saying. Krishna is saying, bhaktya mam abhijanati, only by devotion. And that is happening only when we will become able to serve the devotees, and by serving, if we are understanding the Krishna consciousness, the philosophy, then that makes us success in our spiritual life. There is a very great personality we know, that Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. In his early address, when he was a little baby, not baby, 5-6 years old, the little Mohan fell victim. Actually, he is a very good Vaishnava family, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. So that Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, in his childhood, how he fell victim of meat eating and smoking and stealing money, all these things he was doing in his childhood, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. But again, by some steady process, he became able to come to Krishna. Actually, I can say that Krishna consciousness. But what happened in his childhood, he was a devotee also in another way. He was completely afraid of this darkness. Wherever darkness was there, his fear, he was thinking, how I will cross this darkness? He is thinking that the serpent are coming and they are biting me. So some ghosts are coming from another sides. One time he was trying to cross the darkness, then one of the maid servant of his family, she was sitting there, her name was Rambha. Then Rambha said to Mohan, Mohan, why you are so afraid then? He said that I am completely afraid of darkness. I am trying to make myself so much strong so that I can cross this darkness, but I am not becoming able to do that. Then Rambha said, you take the holy name of Lord like Ram. He said Ram. He speak Ram and said Ram, Ram, Ram. Then he crossed the darkness. And Gandhi followed in that way. Then he spoke Ram, Ram, Ram. In that way he crossed the darkness, ignorance. From that day actually Mohan became the devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Same thing happened in the little earlier pastimes when he was a little bit older than when this incident took place. Same thing happened, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, this Mohan, by bad association of one of his friends, he went together with his brother for taking meat one time in the feast, meat eating. Then they went together and they started to take meat eating. His whole family was a vegetarian then. His father, his mother, Putla Bai, I think his mother's name. So this Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, in his childhood with his brother, was going to take meat every day. Not every day, most of the time. But after taking the meat, when he was coming back to his house and sleeping, whole night he could not sleep. He was thinking himself that some goat is coming to his dream and killing him because I am taking meat during the daytime, eating the meat during the daytime. Then he was thinking himself that my parents did not know. One time had happened, his mother asked him, Mohan, come and take the today lunch and dinner, all these things. Then Mohan said, I don't have appetite today. I'm satisfied because he just took the meat. He went somewhere outside to his friend and eat the meat and came back to this place. So he was refusing many times to his mother that I don't want to take any food in the house. Constantly, repeatedly, he was telling, deceiving and telling lie to his mother and father. And in this way he was feeling, repenting himself that what I am doing, what is happening in my real life, why I am doing like this, it's very wrong. He was thinking himself, Mohan, what should I do? Even during those days, 1880s, his brother borrowed 25 rupees for eating the meat together. During those days, 25 rupees means so much. They went together. Then they have to repay the amount that whatever they borrowed, what have to do. Then they thought that we'll go, and his brother had an armlet, gold armlet in his arm. Then he started to sell some amount of gold and then repay that amount. But that Gandhi was constantly thinking that how I'll give up this propensity, this bad tendency of eating the meat. He was thinking like this. Then one day he tried to find some solution. That he said that from today onwards I'll eat the meat openly, not by hiding myself from my parents. Then he said, but how I'll openly eat the meat in front of my parents? Then he said, no, when my parents will go somewhere else, outside or somewhere else, then I'll eat openly. In this way, he was thinking. Then he wrote a letter to his friends with whom he was taking regularly meat. He said that, I promise that from today onwards, I'll not take any meat. In this way, for many years, he gave up his bad tendency of taking meat. He did not eat never meat after that. But before to that, he had another also bad tendency. What is that? He was smoking the cigarettes during that time. Smoking. He was smoking. So then, why bad association? Because of bad association, these things are happening gradually. Smoking the cigarettes, then smoking the cigarettes with his relatives. Then he was smoking, then he found that what I have to do right now? Always smoking, then the scarcity of money arises, then what I have to do, where from I have to get. He was habituated with this taking of cigarettes. That one time when he did not have money, then he was thinking, what I have to do? Then he was stealing money from the pocket of his servant, his father's servant, from his pocket he was stealing the money for purchasing the cigarettes. And how many times he will steal the money for purchasing the cigarettes? Then again, he was thinking, what I have to do? Now I don't have money. And Gandhi has a very good attitude of manufacturing the things. He was thinking very deeply how these things was manufactured, how it was made. Gandhi is also a Bahurupi. Gandhi was a cobbler. Gandhi was a washerman. Gandhi was a barrister. Gandhi was also a book publisher. Gandhi was a lot of natural tendency. He has very good tendency also. He never had any desire to depend on anybody else. So in this way he started to steal money, but then when money was not available, then he started to make Indian cigarette from certain plants. Then he made the Indian cigarettes, like called bidi. In Gujarat also they call it bidi. So then he started to smoke, but that type of taste he was not getting. That's why he said, no, these things are very useless. I cannot recontinue with these things. But even if after smoking, he was thinking constantly that how I can give up this bad tendency? What I have to do right now? Because this smoking is very harmful was for him. Because his father, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, and also his mother, they don't know about his attitude. So then Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi was thinking that what I have to do right now? How I will remove all this bad tendency? Stealing money from the pocket of my father and servant, and telling lie and deceiving parents, and meat eating, all these things. How I will avoid all these things? He was thinking constantly. Then he came to the conclusion that I have to do something else. Then one time he was completely frustrated with his smoking. Then he and with his relatives there, with whom he was smoking, they together they tried to commit suicide. But how they will suicide? There is a called seed, dhatur seed. That is very poisonous. That dhatur seed they brought with them. They brought to the temple. They came to the Hare Krishna temple. I'm sorry. During that time, Hare Krishna movement was not there. So he came with his relative to a temple, and they took the darshan of Ram, Lakshmana, Sita. Then they saw. They went to Karna. They had a desire to commit the suicide inside the temple, not outside of the temple. Then they came inside the temple, took the darshan of the deities. Then they saw, they went to a corner of the temple together. But he was courageous, Gandhi was courageous, that he was not feeling himself that why I am losing my confidence. I can control my tendency, bad tendency. I can control my senses. Let us do some plan. Then he said, let's go for taking another darshan of, again to take the darshan of the deities. They came together again with his relative. Took the darshan of the deities. Then immediately their evil mind of doing suicide was disappeared from his mind. Then they went together to return back to their home. And they found another time, same thing happened to him also. He was thinking that what I have to do? All the times I am speaking lie to my parents, all these things I am doing. I want to speak the truth in front of my father and mother, but how I will dare to do all these things? If I will say the truth in front of my parents that I am stealing the money, eating the meat and smoking the cigarettes, then what will happen to me? Either my father will beat me, or my father will be feeling a lot of pain in his heart, because when he will know my son is a very good character, son has a very good character, but he will listen that I am doing this very bad thing, then he will get a lot of pain in his heart. So I don't want to give pain to my parents. And it might happen that if I will say something else about truth, if it says the truth, what is happening to me, then something might happen. But he said how to approach my father. He was trying to get some intelligence from, how I will grow in front of him to say the truth, what I am doing. He got actually nice idea. Then he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter in the notepad. Then he wrote in that notepad that my father, I have committed this mistakes. So since I have done all this nonsense things, so my request to you, humbly I am requesting you to give me adequate punishment. Whatever you like, you can beat me, you can give me slap on my face, or if you want to give me up, throw me away from your house, then you can do also that. Oh, please punish me, give me punishment, I want to be like that. So please do something like this. Then he was requesting to his father, then took that letter and handed over to his father. Then his father read that letter, that what his son has written. Then when he read, then his father was crying. The tears are coming from his eyes. What my son has written. He did not say anything else to his son, Mohan. And he immediately embraced his son, Alingan kiya unko. And then when his father's mood had changed, then the son Mohan, he was also crying immediately. Then he was remembering this incident after many years in his old days, when the India got the freedom. And he is saying during that time that in my lifetime I adopted this non-violence, ahimsa. How? Because of my father's blessings. And he said, how did it happen? Now when he was crying, the tears are coming from his eyes, washing his cheeks. I saw all these things. Then immediately that few drops of love had an impact upon me. And from that day, I adopted this attitude of non-violence in my heart, that I will never do any violence to neither any creature nor to any type of living entity. That's why he was never engaged anybody else in his service. That's why he was a cobbler. That's why he was a washerman. That's why he was many things. So this is the thing that certainly we need to change our character, purify our senses, so that we will become able to engage ourselves in the service of Krishna and go back to Godhead. That's the thing I have to share. The class has to stop. It's already 7:15 now. Or I can say something more. So question and answers, if anybody has to ask any questions, they can ask. Or any comments somebody has? It's finished. Thank you so much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki cha, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki cha, Mitai Gaur Pramanande Hrirvo.